Well, good morning and welcome to St. Luke's. Today is the third Sunday after Pentecost. Would you please stand as you are able as we sing our first song together, Come Now Is the Time to Worship. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. Let us pray. All powerful God, in Jesus Christ you turn death into life and defeat into victory. Increase our faith and trust in him that we may triumph over evil in the strength of the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. And the children want, any children want to come up? Or...
A reading from the book of Psalms. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore I will call on him as long as I live. What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving maid. You have loosened my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the count of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. For the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as you are able as we sing our next hymn, Ancient of Days. Gospel of Matthew. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick. Raise the dead. cleansed the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. For the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. As we continue to read through the Gospel of Matthew, we see how Jesus' ministry unfolded. And this week, there are two themes in our reading. One is of compassion, and the other is shared ministry. In other words, it's the why and the how of mission, questions that are as relevant today as in Jesus or Matthew's time. The passage opens with what is in effect a summary of the previous couple of chapters of the Gospel, and we read some of that last week. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, curing every disease and every sickness. And we know that people have responded to that, but I suspect that what probably caught most people's attention was the healing of the sick bit. Remember last week's passage when a leader of the synagogue and an ill woman both sought out Jesus for healing. And we see Jesus responded to the needs of the people who he met. We would say that Jesus was showing compassion. And compassion, the word compassion literally means, includes the meaning of having an empathy for what the other is experiencing. In the Latin, compassion literally means together suffer. The word compassion also includes the meaning of a call to action, to do what one can in such circumstances. But as we read on, the Gospel writer tells us that yes, Jesus had compassion for the people, but in verse 36, this was because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. This is the reason for Jesus' compassion and for his response to that. And that description, sheep without a shepherd, would have been invoked accounts in the Old Testament where at times when Israel was going astray, when they did not have good shepherds, good prophets or kings to lead them in God's path, they were described in this way, sheep without a shepherd, no one to care for them. The particular passage in Ezekiel 34 that's quite well known and where the prophet condemns the current leadership as false shepherds who care for themselves and not for the people. And also, to those first people who read Matthew's words, they would have brought to mind the prophecies that there was a true shepherd that was to come. And Matthew, in his gospel, has already quoted from the prophet Micah, associating these prophecies with Jesus. One of the passages that we read at Christmas back in Matthew 2 and verse 6, quoting from Micah, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is a shepherd, my people Israel." So in the bigger picture of the whole of Scripture, this compassion is God seeing the suffering of God's people as they are estranged from him, and acting on that in sending Jesus to bring about the work of reconciliation. So Jesus' chief reason for his ministry, the answer to the why question, is that he had compassion on the people because he saw that they needed direction, to be cared for, to be reconciled to God. Hence his proclamation of the good news of the kingdom is paramount to him. And right from the beginning, Matthew tells us, Jesus proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven was near. And back in Matthew chapter 3, he quotes from the prophet Isaiah that Jesus' coming is for those who sat in the region and see shadow of death, and for them light has dawned. But answering this question about why also leads to practical actions. Hence, Jesus was also concerned about the issues that were troubling the people beyond their lack of spiritual direction. He was concerned about their illnesses. He was concerned about the cost of living issues for people living in Palestine in that time, or for security issues resulting from living in an occupied country. And he responded in practical ways to these as well. So if compassion is the reason why Jesus did his ministry, as we read on, we see something of the how. And we see that Jesus' ministry was collaborative. He shared all his work, his proclamation of the gospel, his works of healing with his disciples. Verses 37 to 38 give a rationale for this. Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest." And that verse has been a rallying cry for missionary agencies throughout the centuries. But there's more to it than simply that we need all hands on deck to do God's mission. I think there is something wonderful in the fact that God invites us to participate, to share his work of responding with compassion to the needs of all, both spiritual and material. But note what happens next when Jesus asks the disciples to pray for more laborers. Well, the disciples find themselves to be the answer to their prayers. They pray, "Send people out." Who gets sent out? They do. And in our passage, the 12 who were chosen are listed. Now, if we ever think that we can't possibly be good enough to do God's work, well, just look at this list. The first one on the list, Peter, where Peter denied Jesus three times on Maundy Thursday. And the last one, Judas Iscariot, he betrayed Jesus to death. And in between, we have Matthew, the tax collector, who was a collaborator with the Romans, and Simon the Zealot, who today would probably be labeled as a terrorist. But all of them were called, even Judas, as it was called, he went out as well. All responded, all played a part in Jesus' mission. And we note too that Jesus equipped his disciples in the work they were to do. They did not go alone. They did not go unprepared. And this gospel passage has left an enduring legacy in the work of the church. The church throughout the ages has followed the call to respond with compassion to the needs of the world, to discern what these needs are and to act on them, to proclaim the gospel, yes, but also to heal and teach. Through the ages, the church has been at the forefront of medical help, of education, and today in the work of reconciliation in the world. It is often in the healing and the teaching that the gospel of the kingdom is first seen, as it was in the gospel days when Jesus was doing his mission. And then this work is done together. God's mission is a collaborative work between God and God's people and within God's people. And this is the mission to which we are all invited. Amen. Please stand as you're able and join with me as we proclaim our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the world and for the Church.
In the prayers today, the response to "In your mercy" is "Hear our prayer." Jesus, friend of all the world, you have compassion on all who come to you for help. Hear the prayers we bring for your people. We pray for the nations of the world, for your people who daily face conflict and oppression, for those who live in poverty and deprivation, for leaders of nations, for all who govern, and for those who administer the law. And today we continue to pray for those affected by the Ebola virus in Africa and diphtheria in Australia. Equip us for your service and send us out to labour for you, that we may work for a world of righteousness and peace. Jesus, friend of the helpless, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your worldwide church, the leaders of churches and ecumenical councils, for missionaries, evangelists, and chaplains, and for all who work to bring your gospel to others. And today in the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Church of the Province of Southeast Asia, the ministry with the Torres Strait Island people of Australia, the parish of Manly, Epic Employment Service Incorporated, St. Margaret's Anglican Girls' School, Ascot, and our missionary partners, parishes in the Western region, supported by the Bush Ministry Fund. Equip us for your service and send us out to labour for you, that we may help to proclaim to the world the good news of your reign. Jesus, friend of sinners, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our community, and for all whom we love, for those without food and those with nowhere to live, for those without work and those with too little rest, for civil authorities, welfare agencies and service clubs. And today we pray for our local schools, St. Elizabeth's Primary, St. Agnes Primary and the Red Hill Special School. Equip us for your service and send us out to labour for you, that we may work to create a more just and compassionate society. Jesus, friend of the outcast, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in trouble or distress, for those without the support of friends or family, for the sick and the dying, and for those who mourn, for medical staff and pastoral workers, and for all who care for the suffering. And today we pray for those who have asked for our prayers, for Ryan, Sharon, Reverend Shane, David, Sharon, Peter, Lauren, Rita, Don, Margaret, Peter, Maxine and Robin, Glenn and Rose, Mon, Ian, Scott, Barbara, and Tim. Equip us for your service and send us out to labour for you, that we may bring comfort to the sad, healing to the sick, and new hope to those in despair. Jesus, friend of the needy, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died in the faith. We give thanks for your martyrs and missionaries, evangelists and teachers, for those of every generation who have laboured faithfully to bring in your harvest, for those who have been the community of faith in this place. And from our parish book of remembrance today, we give thanks for the lives of Jessie Ethel Cole, Edna Rose Soden, Brian Gilbert Spry, Robert John Rayner, Stephen James Mendham, John Douglas Lose, James Fitzgibbon Hunter, Marjorie May Hankey, Catherine Billy McKenzie, Isabel Teresa Stoney, and Violet May Day. Equip us for your service, that we also may labour for you, and bring us home with all the saints to share in the glory of your everlasting reign. Jesus, friend and intercessor, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, and as we forgive those who sin against us, save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy, welcoming sinners and inviting them to the Lord's table. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith with a sincere and a true heart. Merciful God, our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us. Strengthen us to love and obey you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith, pardon you and set you free from all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please stand as you are able? Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Be with you. How many on Zoom was there? Five. Peace be with you at home. As we remain standing, we sing our next hymn, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Yeah.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Loving God, we thank you for this world of wonder and delight. You've given it to us to care for, so all your creatures may enjoy its bounty. Lord our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that when we turned away from you, you sent Jesus to live and work as one of us and bring us back to you. He showed us how to love you and set us free to love and serve one another. Lord our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that on the cross Jesus took away our sin, all that keeps us from each other and from you. He frees us from hate and fear, from all that destroys love and trust. Lord our God, we give you thanks and praise. And so with everyone who believes in you, with all the saints and angels, we rejoice and praise you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And now we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, This is my blood poured out that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me. You've gathered us together to feed on Christ and to remember all he has done for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Fill us with your spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ in remembrance that he died for us and feed on him in our hearts by faith. With thanksgiving. Let us pray. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us in this hope that we have grasped, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. So do stand as you're able and join in. Jubilate, everybody. Thank you. Yeah, well.
Did you feel the trembling of the Lord?
Yes. You felt the trembling of the Lord, didn't you, Jane? Oh, well. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit he has given us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.